Last month, Governor Bill Walker fired the director of his Washington, D.C. office and two associate directors, giving them 30 days' notice. At the time, Walker's spokeswoman said a new appointment was imminent. Now, though, Walker says he's decided to leave the top job in D.C. empty and retain one of the associates. APRN's Liz Ruskin explains.
Governor Walker cites finances, not job performance, as the reason he fired most of his Washington office and then decided to keep Associate Director Nathan Butzloff on the job.
Well, we are in the biggest fiscal deficit we've ever been in our state, and we're looking at everything as far as what changes can we make from a fiscal standpoint that makes sense for Alaska and to be able to cut the budget where we can. And so it's in that vein that we have looked at ways of handling the D.C. office differently than we have in the past.
Shrinking the Washington staff saves $400,000 a year. Butzloff will keep the associate title but will get a 10% raise to just over $167,000 a year. Kip Knutson, who has lost his job as director of state and federal relations, made more than $200,000 a year. Walker says he, the lieutenant governor, and senior cabinet members will visit more. That, he says, will supplement the efforts of the remaining staff to, among other duties, assert the state's interests as the federal government drafts permits and regulations. Is someone going to be there to discuss technical points with federal staffers?
We will, yeah, of course.
Walker says he may expand the office later if state finances improve. The newly unemployed Knutson says he's happy for Butzloff and researcher Amy Dobson, who is also staying on. But Knutson says it won't be easy.
The governor is going to have to prioritize because, well, it's impossible to cover D.C. with five staff, and it's certainly a lot harder with two.
Most governors do have an office and their own representative in Washington. Back when Congress doled out earmarks, the offices did a lot of work with Congress. Now, with less legislative action on Capitol Hill, the focus has shifted to the White House and the agencies. Washington lobbyist C.J. Zane says with the Obama administration heading into its final stretch, it's a critical time for Alaska.
The last year and a few months of any presidential administration, things start to change. There becomes, you know, a priority to try to get things done before the administration is finished.
Zane is a former chief of staff to Alaska Congressman Don Young, and many of his lobbying clients are Alaskan. In an interview last month, Zane said the dynamic is the same when any presidential term comes to an end, Republican or Democrat.
So it creates a circumstance where, you know, both good things, beneficial things can happen, because people want to, you know, have that be part of their legacy, for instance. But it's also a time when really bad and crazy things can happen if you're not, you know, fully engaged.
Alaska always has a raft of natural resource issues pending in the agencies, and some Alaskans fear Obama will create a national monument in the state on his way out the door. Walker, from the start of his term, made it a point to engage with Washington in person. He had an Oval Office sit-down with Obama within days of becoming governor. He's had meetings with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. And when Obama came to Alaska this summer, Walker flew with him on Air Force One. Walker also paid $50,000 to consult with former Obama aide Pete Rouse to prepare for his time with the president. Larry Persily, who worked in the Washington, D.C. office when Sarah Palin was governor, says recent Alaska governors relied heavily on lawsuits to deliver their message to the feds.
Walker's made it clear he wants to get away from constant litigation and wants to see what you can get by having a more positive relationship with the executive branch, with the administration, with White House officials.
As for Knutson, he says he doesn't know what his next job will be, but he planned to spend his first day of unemployment on the golf course. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.